Good evening, everyone. So I have a bit of a cold, so you can meditate and I'll just cough a lot. So we can begin by sitting comfortably in the correct posture as much as possible. The most important part of our posture is trying to have our spine well aligned, our upper body positioned correctly so that we're not leaning to the left or right, forwards or backwards, but our upper body is well centered. So if you're sitting in a chair, it's also good not to lean against the back while you're meditating, but to hold your body upright. This helps to energize the mind, keep the mind bright and alert. It's good to hold your shoulders back just a little bit, lift up your head, at the same time tucking your chin in just slightly so that your head is positioned well, so that it's not hanging down too much or lifted too high. You can either keep your eyes closed, lightly closed, or one can have them just a little bit open. You direct your gaze down just a very short distance in front of you, not really looking, not using your eye consciousness actively, but having an unfocused gaze. And then just place your awareness at the crown of your head and move it down your body, through your body, just for a very short time, just to check your posture, fine-tune it, just to perhaps be aware of any points of tension that may be existing. And you may notice that tension is arising or is maintained by an unconscious pulling inwards from all directions and unconsciously holding on to that. So just through that mere awareness, we can begin to let go of that tension. So then in that peaceful state, we can generate strongly right now a very clear awareness that it is our own mind that is giving rise to all our experiences, moment by moment. In particular, it gives rise to all our experiences of suffering and dissatisfaction, all our experiences of happiness and well-being. The more we have a clear awareness, understanding of that point, we also understand that the only way that we can reduce and eliminate our suffering, the only way that we can enhance our well-being, peace, contentment and happiness, is to work with our mind, to subdue the disturbing thoughts within our mind, cultivate the positive potentials. And to do that, we need to rely on a perfect method, a complete method, an unbetrayable method. Such a method can only come from a perfect source. And that perfect source is the enlightened mind of the Buddha. So generate this strong thought of refuge right now. That is the mind determined to take control of one's mind, to master it, to subdue its negative aspects and cultivate its positive qualities, and totally relying on the Buddha and the Buddha's methods and the great practitioners of those methods, the Sangha, to help one do that. Generate that mind of strong refuge right now. In order to enhance that sense of refuge in the triple gem of Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, we can now visualize Shakyamuni Buddha, the historical Buddha, in front of us as the very embodiment of all the qualities, all the aspects of the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. So firstly, we can imagine appearing in a clear space in front of us, a very beautiful lotus with many petals, many different colors, in the nature of radiating light. This lotus symbolizes the mind of renunciation. Then imagine floating above it, horizontally, a beautiful golden sun disk that symbolizes the wisdom that destroys the darkness of ignorance. Imagine above that, floating above the sun disk, a little bit smaller in diameter, and a very beautiful white moon disk that symbolizes the mind of great loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta. All in the nature of radiating light. And then imagine seated directly above the center of the moon disk is the incredibly beautiful, magnificent form of Shakyamuni Buddha. Imagine the Buddha with a body of golden, transparent, radiating light. He's appearing as a perfect bhikshu, wearing the three saffron robes, his left hand holding a begging bowl. Imagine his face extremely beautiful, smiling, looking at us with incredible love and compassion. A compassion that we don't have even for ourselves. So just put a little bit of time and effort into imagining, visualizing the Buddha in front of you. Is incredibly beautiful. And as you visualize the Buddha, think of that appearance as the very embodiment of the wisdom, the great compassion, the great loving kindness, all the perfect qualities of the enlightened mind. As you see the Buddha in your mind's eye before you and think of those amazing qualities, also reflect that within one's own mind exists the potential for all those qualities. as you visualize the Buddha in front of you and realize one has those potentials within oneself, also be aware right now that these potentials are not very active. That in fact our mind, that pure mind that exists within us, that very radiant, luminous, pure mind that does exist within us, is obscured right now. It is weighed down, in a sense, by so many disturbing thoughts, so much confusion, ignorance, weighed down by the darkness of the imprints of our of those negative imprints coming from our disturbing thoughts. As you visualize the Buddha in front of you, just think even today how much time and energy was involved in following those disturbing thoughts, the dark side of the mind, how much time and energy came from that pure, luminous, positive state of mind. Try to honestly recognize how we are trapped in these negative behaviors based on ignorance, a wrong view of ourselves, an attachment, an anger, jealousy, pride, resentment, fear and worry. Try to be aware right now how much those ways of thinking and behaving weigh down on our mind right now, pollute us, burden us, suffocate us, limit us, frustrate us. To generate a strong wish to be completely free of all those disturbing thoughts and all the negative behavior that results from them. And make a heartfelt wish to the Buddha, to Shakyamuni Buddha, to be free of all those disturbing thoughts, to be inspired by the incredible wisdom and compassion of the Buddha, to be totally free of all those disturbing thoughts. Generate the thought to be free of them, not only for one's own sake, but for the sake of others. So imagine that the Buddha happily responds to our request to be free of all these disturbing thoughts by sending from his heart this very powerful white light. Imagine that white light coming from the Buddha into us. It fills our whole being with this very blissful light. And imagine that it acts for all of those disturbing thoughts and all the negative imprints generated from them to leave our mind. They leave our mind, taking the aspect of very thick black liquid that pours out from the lower part of our body and completely dissipates and disappears. So try and imagine that very strongly for some time, really honestly recognizing the way your own attachment, anger, pride, jealousy manifest and cause suffering to yourself and others. Imagine that taking the aspect of this very ugly, thick black liquid, polluting your your body and mind. And imagine as this blissful white light comes from the Buddha, it completely washes that all away, completely freeing the mind. So now imagine that waves of golden light come from the Buddha's heart into oneself, these blissful waves of golden light filling one's whole being and blessing oneself to be able to give rise, to be able to manifest and activate all the positive potentials that exist within our mind. our potentials for love and compassion, for tolerance, generosity, patience, perseverance, our potential to be able to completely concentrate single-pointedly, our potential for pure wisdom, that clear insight that is able to directly perceive everything as it is, unmistakably, vividly, directly. So now imagine that the Buddha in front of you now comes towards you, towards the crown of your head. As the Buddha approaches, he becomes smaller and smaller. When directly above the crown of your head, imagine that the Buddha turns around to face the same direction as yourself. And then instantly the Buddha dissolves into a mass of golden light. And then imagine that golden light coming down through the crown of your head. It's very blissful and it pervades your whole being. Particularly imagine that it blesses your body so that you feel that you're blessed not to use your body to create any negative actions whatsoever, but to only use it in a positive way. Imagine that you're blessed so that your speech will never be used again to cause suffering and harm in any way, but only to be used in positive ways. Imagine this blissful light comes into you and blesses your mind, so that one will never generate any wrong understanding or wrong thoughts again. But will always operate from a point of view of clear wisdom and compassion. So then we can dedicate the merit of the practice that may become a cause for me to quickly achieve this state of enlightenment so that I may be able to guide all sentient beings without exception away from suffering and all the causes of suffering and lead them to achieve a full state of complete enlightenment. Thank you.